Hi, welcome to my Insight Research Tonia podcast. My name is Tonia Okizie, and I'm your host. First off, I want to say very big thank you to every one of you that has decided to stick with me all through thick and thin, and I'm never taking it for granted. Okay, I truly appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. I have other podcasts before now. If you're yet to listen to them, please kindly do so. I'll be glad to answer you if you have any question. I'll be glad to connect with you so on Instagram and here. On today's episode, I want to be talking about how to know yourself better. You see, most of us think that we know ourselves. We think that we can predict what we can do now and every now and then. Okay, so I want you to stick with me. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back. Okay, in today's episode, I was talking about several ways to know yourself better. I'll try as much as I can to drop at least 8, whatever comes through my mind, okay? So if you've listened to my podcast in the past, I appreciate my audience taking a pen and a paper, taking off any kind of distractions around them, take them off. They look for a comfortable place where you can hear and understand my message. Okay, my first point for today is try to be honest with yourself. Try as much as you can to be honest with yourself. Try as much as you can to tell yourself your truth. Because the only way you can know yourself better is if you tell yourself your truth, no matter how bitter it is. You need to learn to tell yourself the truth. You need to stop telling yourself lies or having this falsified belief about yourself. Okay? So, sometimes in our lives, you know, occasionally we're fond of telling ourselves lies, you know, not to escape the harsh realities of our lives. Like, okay, you want something, you admire something, and you want to go for it. You keep telling yourself, I don't want to try this out. Why deep inside of you, you want to? I'm trying to look for a better example to use now. Okay, you want to like every woman being heavy human heart wants to be successful, yeah. Okay, you want to be successful, but the truth is that you can't be successful in your comfort zone. Okay, so you want to be successful. Staying in your comfort zone make you successful. Deciding to stay there and wanting to be successful are the lies that you tell yourself. If you want to be successful, you need to stand up and move, take action. Even if it entails you to take step-by-step action, even if it entails you to crawl out of that comfort zone, and as far you leave that comfort zone and pursue that goal. And while at that, you need to understand also that nothing good comes easy. You need to be successful, you fail and stand up until you get whatever thing that you want. Do you understand? So you need to just accept your truth, accept those things that you need to do that will help you be a better version of yourself. Because how long will you continue to tell yourself lies? How long? Okay, just need to hone up to your truth and be more self-conscious. You need to be self-aware. You know, so you can know yourself better. Because if you don't know yourself better, no one else will. So my second point is you need to start journaling. I'm working on a journal ebook. I'll try and make that for free. Journaling has a lot of benefits. We don't know that, but journaling helps us to keep ourselves in check and so many more. Journaling is a very, very common subject, common topic. You can go to Google and read more about journaling and why you should journal often. You get so knowing yourself better through journaling is like letting your feelings and your questions flow through you. You can play with some questions like, what do your dreams make you feel? What do your vision make you feel? What do you want? What do you need? What makes you happy? Yeah, so all these questions you play with will bring them, will start prompting some cues into your head. Do you understand? Like, if you have a goal, like, you just, I want to do this. You get my point. I'm grateful for this. You understand? I'll get to that stage later date. Okay. What makes me happy? What makes you happy? You should be part of the journaling prompt you should endeavor to do. How do I see myself? Do you understand? You can take some self-assessment quiz on yourself. Do you get my point? So, I think I've mentioned two. The third one is do a personality test. Yes. Do a personality test. I do this. Okay. I've forgotten the website I used, the platform I used, but there's some other reputable online tests that you can try out. Do you understand? Take some online tests. You see, they'll give you some insight. And let me tell you one honest truth. While doing this test, try as much as you can not to lie. Be very truthful to yourself. Whosoever you are, wherever you are, it's fine. It mustn't be perfect. It mustn't be a perfectionist. It mustn't be perfect to thrive in life. Don't be shy of anything. Don't just be real. Be yourself. This will help you know yourself better. This will make you understand yourself better. Do you get my point? So the next point I have is try to get some feedback from your friends and loved ones. When I mean friends, it's not everybody you call your friends. If you're still yet to identify who your friends are, it's not everybody that is part of your life that are your friends. You have to look out for those ones, those friends that you can lean your shoulder on and, you know, cry on your shoulders, and that are willing to help you, that are willing to tell you the bitter truth, that are willing to tell you the truth about yourself regardless of how you feel about it. I'm that kind of a friend. If you're my friend, I give you some tough love. I don't believe in sugarcoating anything with my friends. So that is what Tonya Mindset Coaching is all about. It's all about tough love. Do you understand? So you look for such friends. Of course, there should be friends, such friends around you. Look for them. Do you get my point? Ask them. Your family. You can also try out your family. I think I support the asking of your family. Yeah? You know? Ask them. Ask them about your strengths and your weaknesses. It's very okay to get defensive over your weaknesses as human, but it's the price you pay to know yourself better. I can truly relate when you ask your friend or your family member. If you're someone that is full of rage, as hot tempered, like, if you tell them, try to tell them, ask them, hey, whatever name they are called, we'll be like, Anna, please, can you tell me about myself, my strength and my weaknesses? Yes, it's very normal to wanting to hear that the strength, yeah. But most time we don't like to hear those weaknesses because they're not really good. They're not really good traits. But there's no human being that is perfect. It's fine. They tell you that you're temperamental, that you need to work on this, or you're this, you need to work on that. It's called constructive criticism. Just use it as a feedback to work on yourself to get better. Do you understand this? Are you relating what I'm saying? Hope I'm making sense. Okay. Then the next step is the next point is try to take care of yourself. Create time for self-care. Okay. Create time to rejuvenate yourself mentally, spiritually, physically, and otherwise. You can't reflect if you are stressed and don't feel good about yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to take care of yourself. You need to stand before the mirror all the time and ask yourself some reflective questions. You need to tell yourself. You need to affirm yourself. Okay? If you purchased my ebook on Ignite Your World with Your Life, okay? I talked about mirror work. You do some mirror work on yourself. It's a very powerful tool to know yourself better. Okay? Try and create some time, some me time for yourself because you deserve it. If you don't take care of yourself, who will be, like I always say, who will take care of yourself for you? Nobody. You don't know of yourself. You don't know of your body. So take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. Invest in yourself if you need to. Okay, then try out new experiences. Try out new experiences. Okay, try and expand your horizons. You see, you can't expand your horizons if you are in a box. Do you understand? You can't expand your horizon if you're in a box. Try and look for opportunities, create opportunities. Do you understand? So at this point, you ask yourself, what does new mean to you? What does new mean to me? Do you understand? Is it trying or enrolling for a new course, new personal development course, or is it trying to enroll for a baking training? Or how to be an online content creator. Just try and do something that will boost your personality, that will make you grow. Do you understand? So you can also ask yourself if it tells you to leave your environment for some time, do it. Just create opportunities for yourself. Take chances, take risk. Do you understand? This will help you to know yourself better. So I think I've come to the end of this podcast. If you have any questions for me or any question whatsoever for me, please do try and ask, send the personal message. I will be glad to answer them. And now I'll ask one final question, okay? Now I want you to answer me at the end of this podcast when you're done reading. When you're done, or preferably don't answer me. Just ask yourself this question: if you had all the time and money in the world, what would you do? If you have all the time and the money in the world, what would you do? Like I said, don't try to answer immediately, okay? Just sit with it and see what comes up through your mind. So thanks for listening to Tonya Mindset Podcast. Do have a blessed week ahead. Cheers.